Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper old-school jungle, early DNB style bass wobble in Ableton Live 12. The goal is floor-shaking low-end that still feels controlled under a rolling break. So we're going to do it the classic, reliable way, stable sub for weight, gritty mid layer for movement, and tempo-synced modulation that locks to the groove. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you can navigate racks, chains, and mapping. But I'll walk you through the why behind each choice, because that's what stops your bass from collapsing when the drums come in. First, set your tempo to 165 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB. Now create a MIDI track for the bass and make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep it simple. Put F1 and just hold it for the full bar, then hold it again for bar 2. The whole point is we're designing movement with modulation, not with a busy bass line yet. If you want a tiny bit more musical info later, we'll do a quick variation. But for now, one note, 2 bars. Now drop an instrument rack onto that MIDI track. Open the chain list and create 2 chains. Name the first one SUB, and name the second one MID. This separation is your cheat code, because in jungle, the sub is the foundation. If you wobble the sub, you'll often lose it in mono. It'll phase out on big systems, or it'll just feel inconsistent. So we keep the weight steady, and we make the wobble happen where the ear can actually read it. The mids. Let's build the sub chain first. On the SUB chain, add operator. In operator, set it to the simplest algorithm, A only. Oscillator should be a sine wave to start. If you want a touch more harmonic weight, you can try triangle, but sine is the cleanest and most predictable. Go to the amp envelope. Set the attack very fast, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. That prevents clicks but keeps it punchy. For decay, you can leave it alone if you're holding notes, but if you want that slightly hit-like 808 behavior, set a decay around 300 milliseconds and pull sustain down. For hell jungle notes though, keep sustain at full and give the release something like 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off. Now add EQ8 after operator. Your mission here is to keep the sub mostly living under about 90 to 120 Hertz, so you can use a low pass shape or just roll off the highs aggressively. Don't overthink it. We're trying to make a sub layer that behaves like a single solid object in the mix. If later you get boxy mud, you can try a small dip around 200 to 300 Hertz, but keep that as a when needed, not a default. After EQ8, add utility. Turn bass mono on. Set width to 0%. This matters. You want the sub to hit hard in mono club systems and not disappear when summed. Then set the utility gain so it's solid but not clipping. And a little teacher tip. Set the sub level while the drums are playing. Not in solo. A sub that sounds huge alone can be completely wrong once the breakbeat comes in. Cool. Sub is done. Heavy, simple, dependable. Now let's make the wobble, which lives in the MID chain. On the MID chain, add wave eatable. Start with oscillator 1 set to basic shapes, and choose a saw wave for that classic bright harmonic content. If you want nastier, more hollow bite, switch to pulse or square later. For unison, use 2 voices and keep the amount fairly low, like 10 to 20%. The reason is, too much unison gets wide and facey, and then it starts messing with the low mids. We want controlled aggression, not mush. Turn on Wave Eatables filter. Choose LP24, a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz so it's already somewhat dark. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, because resonance is what gives that talking quality when we wobble. If you push resonance too far, it'll scream and jump in level, so we'll keep it musical. Now put a saturator after wave eatable. Choose analog clip mode. Set drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip if you want it smoother and a bit more contained. And watch your output level. Saturation is awesome, but it's also how people accidentally make their bass 10 dB louder without realizing it. Next, add EQ8 to clean up the mid layer. Put a high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. This is important. The mid layer should not fight the sub for the lowest octave. The sub owns that zone. If you want more presence, you can gently lift somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz later, but don't do it just because it looks good on an EQ. Now we add the wobble engine. Auto filter. Yes, we already have a filter in Wave Eatable and now we're adding another one. That's fine. Think of Wave Eatable's filter as tone shaping and auto filter as movement and performance control. On auto filter, choose low pass 24. Set frequency somewhere in a workable range like 250 Hz up to maybe 1.5 kHz. Set resonance around 15 to 35% depending on how vocal you want it. Drive can be subtle to pretty gritty, so anywhere from 0 to 30%. And now the key. Turn on the LFO. Set the LFO shape to sign for a smooth wobble. If you want a more chopped, aided vibe, use square. Turn sync on and start the rate at 1/8. Set the amount around 30 to 60%. Phase at 0 degrees is fine to start. Later, we can flip phase for variation, especially if we duplicate the mid layer, but keep it simple for now. Before we macro map, quick coach trick. While sound designing, you can put a limiter temporarily at the end of the MID chain. Not as a mixing solution, just as protection while you explore resonance and drive. It stops those surprise peaks that make you design timidly. Once you've found the tone, remove the limiter and set real levels properly. Now let's turn this into a performance-ready instrument using macros. Go back to the instrument rack's macro section. Map auto filters LFO rate to macro 1 and name it wobble rate. When you play jungle, the obvious rates are 1/4, 1/8, 1/16, and the secret spice, 1/8 triplet. That triplet rate gives you that rolling, skittery feel that instantly says jungle. Map auto filters LFO amount to macro 2 and name it wobble depth. This is huge for arrangement, because you can keep the same rate but change how extreme the motion feels. Map auto filters frequency to macro 3 and name it tone or cutoff. This is your brightness control. Don't underestimate how much this affects perceived loudness, so use your ears, not just the knob. Map the saturator drive on the MID chain to macro 4, and name it drive. Now you can push intensity in fills and pull it back in the groove. Map the utility gain on the SUB chain to macro 5 and name it sub-level. And if you don't already have one, add a utility on the MID chain too. Then map that gain to macro 6 and name it mid-level. This gives you instant balance control between weight and character. At this point, play your Tubar F1 clip and start moving wobble rate, depth, and cutoff. You should hear the mid-layer talk and pulse while the sub stays rock steady underneath. That's the whole vibe. Now let's glue it to the drums, because jungle bass doesn't just exist. It sits in a pocket with the kick and snare. After the instrument rack, add a compressor on the bass track. Turn on sidechain. For the input, you can use your kick track, but here's the reality. With breakbeats, the kick pattern can be messy and inconsistent. A classic jungle trick is a ghost trigger. So if you want consistent pumping, create a separate track that plays a simple click or closed hat on 1 and 3, or even a steady 4 on the floor pattern if you want that constant breathing bed under chopped breaks. Then set that track as the sidechain input. Set ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release somewhere like 60 to 140 milliseconds. Adjust release so it breathes in time, not so it flutters. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. The bass should duck and recover in a way that makes the drums feel bigger, not like the bass is being punished. Quick monitoring tip using Live's tools. Drop spectrum on the bass track or a bass bus. Watch the 40 to 80 Hz area while you change wobble settings. That band should stay relatively stable. If it's diving and surging as you wobble, your mid layer is probably leaking too low or you're accidentally modulating the sub somewhere. Also, throw a utility on the bass bus and press mono occasionally. If the bass falls away, you've got width or phase problems happening where they shouldn't. Usually that's too much unison, chorus, or stereo processing reaching down into the low end. Keep the sub mono, and if you widen anything, widen only above about 200 Hz. Now, optional but very authentic, old school grit through resampling. When you like your mid wobble movement, record or resample it. You can freeze and flatten, or route audio from the MID chain to a new audio track and record 4 to 8 bars, while you automate the macros. The point is to commit to a performance, like an old sampler workflow, and then texture it. On that resampled audio, add redux. Try bit reduction around 8 to 12, sample rate around 8 to 20 kHz, and keep the mix subtle, like 10 to 40%. You're seasoning it, not destroying it. Then add drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 20%. Crunch up to around 20% if you want edge, and usually keep boom off because we already have a dedicated sub. Drum bus can also slightly smooth the transient, which helps the bass sit behind the snare in a more classic way. Now let's talk arrangement, because the old school vibe comes from restraint and variation, not from maxing out the wobble for 3 minutes straight. Try a simple 32-bar concept. First 8 bars, intro with atmospheres and filtered breaks. Bass either absent or just tiny sub hints. Bars 9 to 16, pre-drop tease. Bring in the mid wobble quietly, maybe high passed, and automate a little cutoff movement so it feels like pressure building. Then bars 17 to 32, full drop. Sub and mid together, and now you automate wobble rate every 4 bars. For example, start at 1/8, switch to 1/16 for energy, then hit 1/8 triplet for a fill moment, and you call and response. 1 bar wobble, 1 bar held note. Those little gaps are what make the breakbeat feel even more frantic. If you want some advanced variation, here are a couple quick ones. You can do 2-speed wobble switching using macro variations in Live 12. Make one variation that's 1/8, one that's 1/16, one that's 1/8 triplet, and switch them on bar lines. It's cleaner than drawing fiddly automation curves, and it feels like performing the bass. You can also create the illusion of a bigger mid without touching the sub by duplicating the MID chain inside the rack. Set one auto filter LFO phase to 0 degrees and the other to 180 degrees, high pass both the same, and keep the second one 6 to 12 dB quieter. That adds motion and size while keeping the weight stable. And if you want that negative space, chopped sampler energy without changing notes, add auto pan after the MID chain, set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes a tremolo. Choose a square wave, sync it to 1/8 or 1/16, and blend it subtly. That creates rhythmic gaps, which is very jungle. Now, quick common mistake check before we do a mini exercise.